ABC Radio Australia.
First up to the COVID-19 situation in Fiji, and as the outbreak in their country gets worse, Fijians with Australian ties are having to make the heartbreaking choice between riding out the pandemic at home or heading to the safety of Australia and leaving businesses, property and loved ones behind. The number of coronavirus cases recorded since the new outbreak began in April now stands at more than 30,300, and the seven-day average test positivity rate stands at an alarming 32.3%. Australia and New Zealand continue to pour in funds for vaccines, testing equipment and protective gear, but as Lithe Mavona reports from the capital, Suva, more and more Fijians are making the tough choice to get out.
Enoki Kaloni Singa is a multi-award-winning recording artist, and Ilana Birkadike, a former Australian government employee. Both are big names in Fiji's events industry. Based at Undue Point in Lami, a town outside the capital Suva, where infections have been very high, the couple own a cafe and run four of Fiji's biggest community concert events.
I'm looking at the children and I know that I'll really, really, really miss them. There have been lots of tears back and forth and lots of promises made. And, and then the morning when we got to the bus, you know, it's that time of the morning and the kids, after being woken up, after not having a full night's sleep, they're very emotional and all. So definitely a lot of tears when we arrived at the bus, and they kept jumping out of the bus, asking the driver, please, can I just run down one more time to go and hug my father?
The three little boys, they cried a lot. They cried for probably 40 minutes. So we got to out near Pacific Harbour before I was able to calm them down, because they were just devastated to leave their dad. And for me, like, I'm a very emotional person, but I have to try to be strong for the boys because, I'm their mum.
It was not an easy decision, but as cases increased over the past few weeks, the death of a close friend made the risk of staying in Fiji far too real.
Reality is, in Fiji, every single person that you knows somebody that's currently affected by COVID, whether it be themselves or their family member or their friend, and it's a very helpless feeling.
The move has been made more difficult for families who run businesses or hold senior positions in industries which are dependent on the travel industry.
I have to stay behind because we've got the house, we've got animals to look after here. We've got six dogs, a cat. There's no one around here that would be able to look after the place for that long. And I have lots of work, and my studio is here. I can't pack up and go to Australia because there won't be a studio that I'll be able to use. So all of these factors, and also
we have over 110 vendors that are reaching out and asking, when's the market? What are we going to do? Because a lot of them, this is their only source of income and there's nothing. So you feel sometimes, like even now being away from Fiji, you just feel heavy because there's so many people relying on you to create events, to create markets, to generate income.
Ilana, an Australian citizen, said the future of her four young sons, one of whom is a final year high school student, were at the centre of her decision to leave Fiji. Commercial flights from Fiji to Australia continue to operate, with the Australian government helping Australians access seats out of the country. The Department of Foreign Affairs told Pacific Beat that since March 2020, over 320 Australians who registered with DFAT have since returned from Fiji. In Nandi, where tourism was the lifeblood of the local economy, Adrian Bosley is a Fiji national, but his wife and two kids are dual Australian citizens.
We had our life made here. I had a great job, paid well. We bought this beautiful house in Denarau. Everything was set up. And when COVID hit, we're like, let's not lose focus on this great life we've created here. But as time went on, we had to be realistic with what was best for our family. I was thankful enough that, my wife, Alana, and our kids were all born in Australia. So as being Australian citizens, they already had that choice of going back to somewhere where the pandemic wasn't as hard hit. And plus, they're all covered, they're all covered by healthcare, So I guess when Nandi started showing a bit of signs, you know, and we kind of looked at my job and said, you know, it might be a while before we see any form of tourism come back.
Soon after, he sent his wife and two daughters. Adrian registered with the Australian High Commission in Suva to join them. He was given clearance to leave Fiji, and the company he works for, Wyndham Vacation Resorts, relocated him to his corporate headquarters on the Gold Coast.
I'm having a Zoom call with my family to do my farewells, right? And, you know, whoever would have thought that, you know, life would have come to this, you know, like a Zoom call to say farewell, you know, Fiji being so communal, you know, with such a, you know, environment where, you know, hugs and kisses are part of our culture. You know, I can't even touch my family because they're all based in Suva and Savu Savu, and I can't see them, you know. At the end of the day, my family knows I'm doing this not for the money, not to chase, you know, money. They know that I'm doing it for the safety of my family. And because I have that option, I have that choice.
But for more than 100 Australians, including citizens and permanent residents in Fiji, it's a longer wait as they're among the tens of thousands in the queue to return to Australia. Since mid-July, the government has halved the number of people allowed in on commercial flights each week due to concerns over the Delta variant. The majority of those flying out of Fiji end up in hotel quarantine in Sydney, a city in lockdown and also fighting its own Delta outbreak.
A report from Lithemavono in Suva.